At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm your host, CP, and this is the CP Podcast where we talk about all the shit CP want to talk about. And we don't give a fuck what you want to talk about, because this is what CP want to talk about. So if you hear it, that means you want to know what the fuck CP want to talk about. And as always, to my right, like Batman at night, watching over the city, making sure everything is all right, we got Maya. Ooh, you like how I rhymed it? Oh, I brought it all the way back to a rhyme, and it was sweet. How are you?
I'm doing really well this week.
That's great. I can tell. Shoulder out, feeling like, know what I'm saying? Mama got to have a life, too. No, I was joking. Also, always in black. You got the Cash Money Records hoodie on. Yeah, that's a cold-ass hoodie, bro. Shout out to Amir, man. How you feeling, man?
Pretty good.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, we was here last week.
Yeah.
We was here last week for the New Year?
Yeah.
Was we?
Last week was the second, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we was, wasn't we? Happy New Year still. Because you know why? Because it's still single-digit days. You supposed to say it till it's double-digit days. After that, it's tacky, okay? And then, as always, we're going to have these people who you guys love always popping in, you know. So Brennan is here. He doesn't have a camera. But he's here like he's on the radio. It's like radio.
Hey, I have the radio face.
Oh man, well don't say that about yourself, man. All right. Now, also today is crazy because this is our first time having a guest. And how fitting is it that this guest's name is also CP? And no, I'm not talking about me as a narcissist. I'm talking about Clark Payne. From Instagram. If y'all have seen his videos, can we play like one of his like IG videos, like where he's like, man, you talk about so much stuff, bro. Like, I'd be like, oh my God. He's talking about these spiders that are in Antarctica that I've talked about before, right? And okay, so like, you know, everybody knows about Organism 46B being that big squid that they supposedly found under the ice. And the fact that they named it that organism, and then in your report, you were talking about how one of the big spiders was named an organism. Like, yeah, this is like almost like experiments that they just categorize and name. Yeah. And it just sounds so feasible. But these spiders are like the size of like minivans, and they just sending droves and droves of soldiers up there, and they just coming back home like bit the fucking half and like crazy shit. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this type of shit that CP be on. If your name is CP, this type of shit you be on. I'm gonna keep it real.
Is that a coincidence? That
CP means
CP?
Conspiracy person. That's what we are. As CPs, we the ones who enlighten y'all. Anyway, go ahead. What were you about to say?
I was gonna say, is it? Do you guys believe in coincidence? Because
maybe
you're both CP.
Maybe we have coincidence powers.
Possibly.
There you know go. What I'm saying?
Another CP.
There you go.
You feel me? So. Anyway, man, I just want to say I like your stuff, man. Welcome to the CP Podcast.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for having me, dude. For sure, man. Look forward to it. This is my first podcast, so y'all kind of bear with me. Well, I recorded one last night with two of my buddies, but this is like my first, I guess, professional podcast. So it's an honor to be on here, man, and let's get to it.
Dog.
And CP's first one, too.
I know, right? What you mean?
nothing. You're talking about the sound.
Oh, no.
It's my first podcast while you're having a technical error.
No idea. I'm sorry, bro.
It was great.
Welcome, CP. We're glad to have you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Good to meet y'all finally.
Yeah, man. So, okay, last week, we all saw it on Instagram, and it kind of spread slowly, right? Like something like this would. The scene is, it's Miami. It's at night. Miami is already a city that has a nice amount of crime, right? to have a calling all cars, 300 police cars, something like 300 police cars. It looked like you ever had 5 stars on GTA and then like the boys are coming, like the FBI is coming, like the helicopters. You don't have enough bullets to kill all these cops. You're going to get wasted. What are you going to do? 300 cops coming to this mall. Apparently because from what they say, it was kids playing with sticks and
fireworks.
Each other.
It said fireworks, yeah. Right.
And fighting. Yeah. And they were fighting, supposedly.
Which I get, because if you hear fireworks, you don't know what it is, and you're in a mall, you think shooter.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
So you think mass shooter, and then people may have called that in. So I'm not saying that makes sense that they would calling all hands for a mass shooter.
No. But is, like, have shooters required calling all cars in the past?
Yeah, well, you have to make sure everyone fleeing the scene isn't the shooter, you know what I mean? And then you have to get the ambulance there. You have to make sure that the people, especially at a mall or something like that, it could be really, really bad. I don't want to give anyone any ideas.
Calling all cars, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, what do you think, CP? Like, there have been, like, school shootings, like, where the police are kind of outside and, you know, there's no blurry footage of anything. We clearly can see what's going on. They've been very transparent about the fact that there is a live active shooter, if there is. And if that's thought about, they're always transparent with that.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes too much so. Wait, go ahead, CP. Other CP? New CP?
So what I was wondering was, you know, I was kind of been back and forth on it a little bit, but after seeing the videos of the cops coming on there and being like, no, there was nothing going on. I don't know why y'all were saying this. And then I heard that they shut down air travel and they closed off air travel and a lot of the power grids went out. Well, so I mean, it doesn't make any sense to have that many cop cars. And plus all the people in Miami that are making videos being like, look, I live here my whole life or something like that. 10 cops at the most, not 100, 150, 200. So yeah. I don't know.
And then there's this thing walking outside in front of the mall, pacing back and forth, appearing to almost glitch.
I just sent Amir that footage so that we can take a look at it and see. Okay. Oh, there's another one. I sent you like 3 new emails. Right here is the response from the official response from the Miami PD.
How many police officers have you ever seen
respond? Can we start with the response? Can we watch this first, actually?
Okay, yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Viral on social media right now. First, our response to that big incident in Bayside Marketplace. What happened was there was about 50 or more juveniles that were shooting fireworks at people. There was also some looting going on. So officers that were on that scene were having a little bit of trouble containing it. So they called what is called a citywide 3, which every officer in the city responded. That's why you saw so much police presence for that call to contain that crowd. Now, there is now video going viral of 8 to 10 foot aliens walking around Bayside. Is actually just a person walking with a shadow. So I can confirm to you all here today right now that there are no aliens in Miami in Bayside Marketplace at the moment. So it's Friday. I hope you guys have a great weekend and stay safe.
At the moment.
At the moment. First of all,
the music?
Why would he? But like, it was just a guy with a shadow. Who said anything about a shadow? Who said anything about a shadow? Officer? Officer of Bayside High looking ass motherfucker.
I look at the video. You can't tell anything from that video. So if you zoom in and he says it looks like a different person, that's because he's saying it has a shadow. But even if you look at that video, you can't tell.
Can we see the video of the thing? It's like I've just never seen like something ridiculous you don't respond to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the police are acting like Cat Williams talked about them. That's how they're coming out. They're coming out, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Come on, man. They came out with a quick response.
Yeah. One that I posted was another officer that had went on there. He pretty much said the same thing, but I don't know. He was being a little more. It just seemed like it was rehearsed a lot to say. You know what I mean?
Was it the black cop?
I don't know, man.
Was it a black cop?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was like,
he had his vest on. Yeah, big Miami.
He was right very there. Condescending. Like, what is wrong with y'all thinking there's some aliens down? It's like, bro, that's the first thing y'all would say.
Exactly,
what is wrong with y'all? Y'all just ridiculous thinking it's 8-9 foot aliens. Like, bro, they have your mother tied up, and you are saying this to the best of your ability. So, like, blink twice.
So, I mean, what? Let's play the hypothetical then. If there really are 8 and 9 feet aliens walking around Miami, what would happen if that really was happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think their purpose is? Like, what do you think, you know, what do you think where they are now? Like, what do we do with them? Do we put them in a basement? Are they on coal stores? Like, what?
No, okay. I'll go ahead.
I'll do some bullet points just to put things in perspective.
Okay.
One, is this true or is this a hologram? Because isn't it funny that this would happen once we get the technology for this to happen? And two, now we have to figure out, there's this thing called Project Bluebeam. And this is the rumor, the real conspiracy, that the government is going to try to put out this fake alien thing so that they can make us scared so that we give up our civil rights and they can have one world government. Again. So I'm not saying I believe in either of those things. I'm just saying it's something to keep in mind.
That's what Maya's good for. She's going to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
I mean, okay, so here's my thing. I agree with that, right? I have a couple of hypotheses. The simple hypothesis, aliens, boom, land in Miami, boom. It's like 80, 82 degrees, Wet Willies is popping, bitches is everywhere.
Wet Willies is popping.
Wet Willies is going crazy on ocean. One more, pooch, pooch, one more time, right? Aliens drop down, bam. They look at themselves, drip, fucked up. They don't have nothing sweet on. Hit the mall. They went around that bitch trying to find some extra, extra, extra large tall tees. They can't find any.
It's out of style. We're out of style. We're not doing tall tees anymore.
But the broadcast that they've been watching are 20 years behind. They came down here to do all that Soulja Boy shit, right? So they came out here to snap and turn and point their toe. They're not finding none of their drip around the mall. They're trying to niggas to ask them, but everybody's scared because they look crazy. They butt naked, dick probably dragging on the ground, antennas everywhere. It's like, so... I think what happened was the police got there, talked to the main alien. He explained to them what was going on. They explained to him, like, look, tall tees was 22 years ago, bro. You're not going to be able to find no tall tees. We're not even doing that kind of dance. He gave them a couple of, like, Drake albums. Just a couple of stuff to catch them up to speed. And they, you know, that's why you saw them bouncing in their spaceships later on that night. They was turning Miami up. They had hoes because at that point, you know, like everything is smooth. So that's one hypothesis, you know, and you know, Miami cocaine is crazy. My second hypothesis is that how ironic that hours after the list of the people who've been on the Epstein Island gets put out and the very thing that we've been accusing these people of having knowledge of somehow appears to quote unquote leak out just enough for us to kind of like, if it was like a boom, boom, big thing, it would be too obvious of a cover up. But for it to be almost like huge and ignored by the media at the same time, it was the perfect storm for us to be like, yeah, wait a second. It looks like it's our idea to go check this out. What is this? And it could be Project Bluebeam. It also could be like, hey, somebody left the gate open because...
Like they're doing something at CERN they shouldn't be doing. Yeah, and then we get some interdimensional aliens
exactly,
in here.
Exactly.
Hey, somebody. I need y'all to check something real quick. So I saw a couple videos. Y'all probably did too. Some people were, I haven't looked, so I don't know, but they were saying something about if you take the coordinates to Miami and you reverse them or something, it puts you right in Antarctica. So, because there were people, some people were talking about portals and stuff. I don't know for sure. I haven't looked. But if y'all could fact check that real quick.
Yeah. So while Maya's fact checking that, what do you think, Brendan? Because that would make sense when you think about where the Bermuda Triangle is, the kind of weird, odd shit that always seems to be attached to Florida.
I mean, I think that, first and foremost, I think that Florida is weird. First and foremost,
Why do you think it's weird though? Doesn't it seem like a lot of people grown us and it's their first day being a human in Florida? Like,
I mean, Florida man's a real thing. We know that. That's not a conspiracy. Yeah. Florida man is a real thing. I can go two different directions here. I can go into the, like, let's talk about the magnetic field of Earth, and what the possibilities are of how the Bermuda Triangle actually do exist, which is close to Miami, and all the weird phenomenon we see in that area that may have something to do with magnetic field, which apparently has been moving, as of late. Or I could just talk about, you know, Florida's really weird because this is the richest country in the world. That's one of the richest states in the world. People have too much money, too much time, so they're stupid and do weird stuff.
So, weird stuff like what? Like fucking release a real Pokemon into a fucking mall?
Yeah, or have eight tigers in their backyard, you know, like weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Florida people are fucking weird, you know. Like, I'm not saying I don't like Florida people. I think I'm weird. A lot of people.
I love Florida people. And Brendan don't express the views and opinions of me.
I didn't say nothing.
I love Florida people. You know what I'm saying?
Weird is not a bad word.
Willie's popping a weird way.
Here we go.
Now, okay, I'm seeing right here that the coordinates for Antarctica are 82 south, 135 east, and for Miami, it's 25 north. And 80 west. So I'm not seeing how those reverse.
So it's not. Yeah. See, I saw like three videos on it. So that was, and I didn't check it, you know, because people go crazy with this kind of stuff too whenever something like this happens. Well, I mean, got a reason to for this, but, you know, people, you know, tend to, I guess, lie and stuff or just make up to get views instead of trying to get the truth out there, you know?
Of course. This is something that Tony read about the incident. And I'm just saying it's what he read. He texted me, he said, I read on Twitter that there has been a disruption in the government transporting human sacrifices to the alien races within the Dulce base in New Mexico, which is why they're breaking out and taking people themselves.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you where I heard that from. There's also a lady who claims to be some kind of interdimensional being who has lived many lives. She said that there was a moon base where they were like basically like missing people are being taken to a moon base. And body parts and organic matter is being traded with other races of beings for all kind of weird shit. And they're taking kids because kids somehow can, the journey doesn't affect their body the way that it affects an adult. And they're more valuable to these entities.
That's interesting. Oh, that goes into the age-old thing where, you know, they're sacrificing children to demons and so forth. There's something special about children. They're innocent. That goes into, like, metaphysics and religious theory. I'll say theory. Mythology. Mm-hmm. Going back for a long, long time. So I don't know if I buy that, but, you know, it kind of – it seems like a continuation of that old train of thought.
Yeah, it is. And so – that's where all this shit starts to interweave at all the time. And then you start to kind of, with a lot of these theories, you start to triangulate shit. Like, okay, well, like Antarctica is a big piece of what we don't know about this world. Like, what do you think about the ice wall, CP?
Man, you know, all that, dude, a couple years ago, I'd say 2020 was whenever I kind of started checking this kind of stuff out. And I was totally against it. Totally, like, there's no way. But I started watching all the and doing research, you know, for a long time. And I was like, well, maybe there is an ice wall. And yeah, I feel pretty, if I had to say one or the other, I would say there is, dude. I mean, 1,000%.
Yeah, I think, you know, like, it's so funny because people.
Can I just fill the viewer in case they missed it?
Yeah, fill Brennan in. Fill Brennan in as well.
Brennan, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, let CP explain it. If he,
yeah, go CP, ahead, what CP. You got? Go ahead for it.
What is the ice wall, CP, like, theoretically?
Ice wall? Okay, so if you look at, I guess, like a flat Earth map, the UN's got a flat Earth map. So if you look at it, even the old maps, there was a ring that went around. And some of the old maps, it wasn't even ice yet, but the ice wall, basically, so the North Pole is in the very center, and then all the, you know, all the continents are laid out like this, I guess, if you can see me on camera. Mm-hmm. And then the ice wall is a ring that goes around it. So supposedly, if you go beyond the ice wall, there's a lot more land, you know, like a lot more land. And people ask, well, why don't they lie about it? Well, resources, freedom, you know, and more land, and they can keep us. The theory is that if that is true, then we're pretty much just free range chickens. You know, we can't leave. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. It goes pretty deep, and it sounds pretty wild if you don't know anything about it. Like, I was totally against it. Like I said, I had to ease into it bits and pieces, I guess, when it comes to this specific topic. But
it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Right. And, you know, they said that it's not just land, but it's also like just like. What do you call it? Like worlds, like almost like where like. There's a continent where giants are from. then there's a continent where, you know what I'm saying? Like, with you know, where there are animals and dinosaurs and shit that you wouldn't believe that are beyond that ice wall, which is why stuff like those spiders, you know what I'm saying? Like, something so minuscule as one of their spiders. Like, we know how spiders think and act. Like, you see spiders are everywhere, always trying to, like, a spider is the first thing that'll get the fuck away and do some shit that you know what I'm saying? And they have footage of different shit. So when you talk about the ice wall, things that could be beyond the ice wall, and it's funny how they use shows like Game of Thrones to just kind of like piss right in your face. Like,
exactly. You know,
beyond the wall, there's beasts, and beyond the wall, there's the first men, and beyond the wall, there. And it's like, we like, oh, this is a good ass show. But it's like, you know, that shit is so elaborate. It's like, what if, you know, like, that could be a Tartaria tale.
Look, the human imagination is infinite, but the world isn't necessarily infinite. So I just think that we don't want to get things cross. There's fiction. Mm-hmm. Fiction is real in the mind, but it's not real, you know.
I feel that, but
real.
Material.
Okay, but when you know, fiction is also, like, your imagination has building blocks the same way that our bodies and carbon and everything that we understand has building blocks. Like, believe it or not, there's rules to your imagination because of the parameters that exist due to what you understand your experience to be, right? So, like, you know, like, little stuff like, you know, how we imagine, like, you imagine some mythical beast, but then you'll give it some eyes that are just cute eyes. Like, maybe you wouldn't even think about the fact that the eyes would even be, like, something that would be blinking and wet. As you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like we have certain rules within our consciousness that we kind of have based everything on. Like, everything starts here. We're always looking for aliens with two big eyes. Like why would the number of eyes match our eyes just because that's how we fathom things? Like, you know, people talk about how God looks like a bunch of eyes clustered together. Like
original
exactly.
Angels.
Right. But when
the
they
angels used to look.
Right. But when they draw the eyes are big blue eyes. It's like, well, it's like five different eye colors in the fucking world. Why would these not just be the fucking most beautiful, crazy looking eyes? But it's like, we base our imagination on these parameters that we build, like, very, very, very randomly, and very rare do we kind of come up with anything that's outside of our, like for real, like, outside of the group consciousness. Like,
that's true. No, you're not wrong on that. It's just that group consciousness is also huge.
Right.
Because, you know, 7 billion people on the planet, and we all have different thoughts.
Right.
And so that's why we have so many movies. I just wanted to double back. I wanted to ask CP, new CP, different CP. CP, what do you think about Project Blue Beam?
Project Blue Beam. Yeah, I think it's definitely a very real thing, because so a lot of these videos that people were showing and stuff like that, you know, a lot of them are CGI. But the thing is, the CGI has gotten so good, we don't really know, you know, if it's fake. A lot of people say, oh, that's fake. But they don't know. I mean, just as much as we don't know that it's real. But I feel like it is, because I've been hearing stories of the government, you know, faking an alien invasion for years and years. And they were talking about Project Blue Beam, and, you know, and they're already doing it, you know, projecting stuff in the sky. Like in China, what was it? Or it was some football game. They had a big jaguar come out and run across all the bleachers and everything. And it was all a hologram, but it looked really real, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's very, 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 very possible. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they've been playing with the idea that in movies and stuff like that, like, you know, like with the Spider-Man, with Mysterio.
We just watched that.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
And it's like, you know, they're basically, you know, people talk about how they have to show you their plan in order for them to be eradicated of the karma that would come along with it.
It's a free will. So according to that logic, we have to have the free will and know what's going on and go along with it willingly, so that we take responsibility.
Right. We're also guilty in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our lives then are not as important. You know, like, we basically put our life on the line for some shit that we don't even know is real.
Exactly, dude.
And we do it all the fucking time. That's like, you know, people are saying that we've never even been to space, and nobody has.
Well, we have satellites. So we gotta define
what level. At what level?
We have to find. We have to just outside of the atmosphere.
Right, and that's like where the Red Bull dude jumped from. Like it's not all the way out into outer space.
You mean we haven't been to the moon, or we haven't been past the moon?
We haven't been past. I don't think that we've been past like all that Mars rover shit. I just don't know because, but you know, there's new shit talking about Mars had the first people and Mars have the cities that have all dry. Have you seen this?
No.
Can we pull this up?
But I did hear about the lunar probe that's not going to make it today.
The Indian one?
No, the American one?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the American probe. We haven't been to the moon, apparently, in 55 years, or so they believe, or so they're saying.
You telling me we could do some shit back before Sega Genesis came out that we can't do now that PS5s are out?
That's what they're saying. They're saying that.
They said they lost the technology, yeah. I saw that video.
Yeah, you see, they're saying the probe that they sent up just now like has like a fuel leak. And because of it, like, it's going to be able to get there, but it's not going to be able to land. Because, like, you need the fuel to be able to slow its descent to land. So it's just going to, like, boom, run right into the moon and just blow up. Or they're going to deflect it to make it so it just goes right past and just, it's...
Wow.
But it was supposed to land on the moon, but they're like, the fuel leak is making it so it's never going to be able to do that. Of course,
though, because they're fucking chopping body parts up and selling them on the moon like fucking Walmart.
Chopping up body parts and selling them on the moon.
Yes, man. Yes, they are taking shit to the moon, bro. It's shit going on that we don't even have any ideas about.
Oh,
like, bro,
yeah.
those UFOs that were over Miami the last couple of nights, it's like, come on, that's not a coincidence.
Now, I agree that it is really strange we can't get back to the moon. I think we went, but it is strange that we can't get back.
I mean,
we're not telling us.
We're trying to fucking ride firecrackers to the fucking moon. Meanwhile, they have anti-gravity fucking like shit that can make their own gravity vehicles. It's like, of course, like, duh.
That's the rumor. Now, you know our moon is strange.
Very strange.
The Earth's moon is very strange.
Very unique in our solar system.
Yeah.
In any solar system, actually.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just big enough that it can block out the sun. For
the distance that we have from the sun. Yeah. It's literally the perfect size to block out the sun. It's proportionally to the size of our planet. It's huge. Like, there's like the innards of the moon are really kind of weird to us because it's like, it like when meteors and stuff like hit it, it the moon will just vibrate.
Yeah.
Like, it just vibrates. It's just like, why is it vibrating? They're like, maybe small asteroids are hitting it. Like, we don't really know. But it's just like, it'll just be like, boom, seismic activity at the moon. But it's like, also, the moon doesn't have a molten core. So where is the seismic activity coming from?
I heard that too, yeah.
Yeah,
it sounded like a big, they dropped something on it one time, they said, and it rang like a bell,
yeah.
Like it was so loud. So that's kind of weird, isn't it?
It rang like a bell?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like,
that's what they said, yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, they said it rang like a bell. And it also helps control the tides. So it really helps control much of civilization. And
they've told us that, but we've never seen the moon do shit. Number one.
It's gravity. It's just gravity.
It's a mass gravity thing.
Stop acting like we can see gravity.
We can feel it. Like,
we can test it.
We're not floating through this room right now because of gravity.
Okay, but maybe we're not supposed to float.
Look, the thing is, like, I would love, like, if you want to go into, like, the deep hole of, like, what is gravity? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
We just know how it works. We just know that when something is, like, every physical object that has mass has a certain attraction to it based on the amount of mass that it has. That's all we know. We have no idea why.
I think we have so much gravity because this Earth is moving so fast. You ever been on a Matterhorn or one of those things where you stuck to the wall because of how fast it's going? Maybe we don't feel how fast it's going, but that's what's giving us
centrifugal force you're talking about.
Yeah, centrifugal force. But why doesn't that happen in the spaceship then?
Because you're outside of something that's moving.
But you're moving fast outside.
No, but you're outside of, like, you're not, bro, if you jump off of something, that's different than going fast in a car.
No, it's the same.
What do you mean?
If you're in the car and you jump out of the car, you're going at the
same speed as the car.
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, the feeling on your body, the freeness, the weightlessness is different if you jump out and you're not touching anything. Like, the speed of a fall is on your body more. Like, imagine if you could fall and never stop falling. How would that feel versus you being in a car where you pent up against the seat because somebody's going 100? Like,
but the thing is, when you're pinned up against the seat, that's because of the acceleration, not because of the speed. There's a difference. the acceleration is what pins you, not the speed. After you get to 100 miles an hour, you're cruising 100 miles an hour, you ain't pinned on a seat no more. The only reason that you're pinned is because of the feel, like you going from zero to 100.
But so us spinning and rotating would not be constant acceleration?
No. Because we're moving at a constant speed.
So but, we're also turning, though. That's the whole thing. That's the Matterhorn of it
but
all.
The thing is, we're not spinning on the, like, the only way that what you're saying, centrifugal force would be affecting us in the space of gravitational force, would be if we were on the inside of the Earth's crust, where we're being held in, like, because the thing is, like, you think about this, centrifugal force only happens when you have something to hold you up against it. You know, like, we'd be, if based on your theory, we should be getting flung off the planet because of its spinning.
But we are inside of the Earth's atmosphere, not just the crust. So what happens is, like, the part that's coming in contact.
But what holds atmosphere? Atmosphere is matter. If the atmosphere is the same, it has matter just like us.
Well, you know what I say. I say it's water. I always say
But that. Even if it is water, it still is matter. So that means it still should get flung off of the Earth based upon your what you're saying. The model of physics that you're walking down says that Earth and all matter, everything that's around Earth, if it's not held onto by the Earth itself, by some magical force, then it should be getting flung off the Earth. Because of that centrifugal force that we're talking about. But we're not. We're not flowing off the Earth. Why
so
is
let me
that?
Ask you a question. I don't know.
Gravity. That's why. That's what we can go right back to gravity.
Oh, okay.
Gravity
okay.
is the reason why we don't get flung off our Earth.
Okay. So let me
and
ask
it's
you.
The reason why there's a atmosphere. That's what brings the matter of the of all of that. We hold it to our planet is the gravity.
Why is this? Okay, so this planet is so big. Why are we, like, even on this planet, there are only a few habitable spots that are perfect to live? Because, like, doesn't it seem like everything is happening in America or in the continents that we really know? Like, yeah. Like they talk
all we
about,
hear about
like,
is rich people shit.
Well, that's because we have the technology. Like, America has so much more technology than the rest of the world, except in our allies, that's why things happen here. So it's the more you get, the more you get. The more you have, the more you get. It's kind of like that.
But I'm saying, but it's not just about our technology. Like, they talk about Tartaria being here. Before we were here.
Oh, CP, you have opinions on Tartaria. Is that correct?
New CP.
Yeah, I know. CP, I know a little bit. Red shirt CP.
I don't claim to be an expert or anything, but.
None of us are.
What's that?
I said, no, none of us are experts, man. We just always the questions, never the answers. Don't kill us, kill the internet.
Yeah, that's right. So Tartaria. So I just did a video on this, actually. I just posted it, I think, in the past week. But so you look, I think it was all the flags in the entire world and the U.S. flag. I forgot. See, I can't off the top of my head, but I forgot how many stars it had. But it was the late 1800s or something like that, or the mid 1800s, somewhere in that area. And there was a flag, a Tartary flag. And then if you look at some of the old maps, you know, like where Russia and all that is, Grand Tartaria. And so their technology, they could harness the atmospheric technology just like Nikola Tesla did, you know, and had free energy and just really sophisticated technology. And then they talk about the Great Wall of China. I saw this recently on the Great Wall of China, the way it's built, if they built it, the way the wall is facing, I can't remember. They're facing on the Chinese side, this the outside of the wall. And so they should have built it the other way around. And so they're saying that was already built, you know, before and it wasn't built by them. I don't know 100% on that, but that's kind of what I've heard.
So the story for the people at home, the Great that's Wall deep. Of China supposedly was built to keep out the Mongolians because the Mongolians, the steppe people.
Terrifying.
Destroyed much of the world, and they had horses.
Yes.
And that's what made them so powerful, is they could use their horses. And they basically could torment Europe and China up until rail. So for hundreds of years. So that's why the standard story of why the Great Wall of China was built.
See, now, here's my thing. This isn't fucking Fortnite. You don't build a wall to keep out people attacking you, a wall that elaborate. Like, they're going to just come while you're building it and kill you while you're building it.
Oh, no. They did.
No, that did happen. They got killed a lot while building the wall.
It was built in stages. Mm-hmm. And the Mongolians, even the Huns, and then you had the Khans. These were some of the most ferocious warriors you've ever encountered, the world has ever seen.
You listen to Wrath of the Khan.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, no, I know about the Huns.
You got to work out to Wrath
of the Khan by Dan Carlin. It's hardcore history. It's one of my favorite.
I like to work out to like not working out, but go ahead.
No, because it's just like, I gotta outrun the Mongolians. I gotta outrun the Mongolians. I gotta keep going.
I like to work out to like not working out, you know?
Yeah, you know, the smooth tunes, the old school shit. But no, okay. I know about the Hun warriors and the Mongolians. You know, I have Ghost of Tsushima. Like, I'm not out of
okay. The I didn't mean to disrespect you.
Yeah, please. I kill Mongols every night and I be fucking them up too.
Love that. Yeah,
I love that fucking game, bro. It's an amazing game. It's beautiful. The story is good. Anyway, these civilizations seemingly get wiped from history. And I want to throw something at you. What's going on over in Gaza with Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see a place like that being wiped out of history books in 150 years if they continue in what they're doing?
Israel wiped Jericho off the map. That's in the Bible.
Right.
That's not even irrefutable. Like, it's there, and then they're just like, oh, we circled the walls 7 times and then blew the horn, and then there's no more Jericho. And then it's like, well, why did God do this? Was Jericho that bad? And you go through it, and it's like, there's no explanation for why he had to do that in there, but it's in the Bible. So, right. Of course, civilizations come and go.
Right, come and go all the time. Yeah. That's crazy. And so, and then to that point, I think that there's a lot of things that we don't talk about, like what gets left behind from these civilizations. Every civilization has something to offer, right? Like some of the foods that we think are Italian or are Chinese, or some of this shit could just come from shit that they stole from motherfuckers who we would never know who they are.
Yeah, who, you know, originally domesticated the horses.
Right.
We don't know necessarily those people. We know the horses. A lot of things that we get were borrowed and borrowed. So if they're useful, they'll take them. And people will assimilate new peoples into them. You know, we come across a tribe, maybe they'll join us, maybe we'll destroy them and take what we like.
Mm-hmm. Take that Neanderthals.
Hey, shout out to Antonio Rosa, bro. Do you know how ugly that you gotta be for your parents to name you Antonio? Antonio is a grown ass name. Nobody likes a baby named Antonio. Can you imagine, like, yeah, this is my son Antonio. Yeah, he's 80 months. I don't give a fuck about nobody named Antonio.
80 months?
Antonio, though? That sounds like a Dorito flavor. Yo, shut your bitch ass up.
There's so many people listening right now.
Can I get some of those Antonio Doritos, please? Yeah, they're corny as fuck. Anyway.
Can we just stop and explain to the people on YouTube that Antonio, CP's mad at Antonio because Antonio said CP built like a stepmom. And that's where that came from.
Yeah. I had the Rose Antonio bet. Yeah, my bad. Antonio wrote to me, said I was built like a stepmom. You know, I don't appreciate that because stepmoms be doing their best. These not their fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
they're normally working hard. They're normally built well.
They're working hard, bro. Making breakfasts in the robe and shit. They doing their best. And here you are talking shit. Your name's Antonio. I know for a fact your eyebrows touch. So,
we were talking about Tartaria before.
Talking about Tartaria, right? And so, like, one of the things that I like about Tartaria, one of my favorite stories about Tartaria is how they purpose churches early on that we know as churches as healing centers with these amazing like copper domes on top of the churches that would harness energy that people would go in and heal all kinds of sicknesses that we have no idea how they were healing stuff back in the day. And what's crazy is, you know, the powers that be in this world are so greedy and evil that they will erase healing practices to eradicate a people.
I mean, maybe that's the case. And you look in the books, too, and you see that a lot of the preachers that we say are preachers, they are supposedly heal people. Jesus was a healer. What do you think about that, CP? CP Redshirt? I should say white CP.
No, don't say white CP. Don't do that.
In black CP.
Oh, no, you're good.
Sorry, CP. All right, CP Redshirt.
All right, so what do I think about what again now? Like the healing and stuff and the powers that be taking away the healing powers that we were talking about?
No, Maya asked you something specific.
Oh, yeah. Well, so how the Tartaria, the myth of Tartaria, says they're taking away the healing properties of these churches. But in our myths of these churches, our spiritual leaders are supposedly healers, like Jesus was a healer, too. Mm-hmm. You think that's just overlapping mythology, or you think there's something more to that?
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on that. I mean, I definitely believe the Bible. I mean, I was raised, you know, going to church and all that, learning, hearing all the stories and stuff like that. And then there's so much proof that backs up everything in the Bible too, you know, artifacts and just different things. So I don't know. I think maybe a little bit of both, maybe.
Yeah, I think that we want to believe all of the good Aesop fable tales of the Bible, but not the real fucked up shit in the Bible. We always like, it's always the fucked up stuff that we always try to like, no, like, dude, they talk about giants yeah. in the Bible. They
the Nephilim.
They talk about the Nephilim in the Bible. Yeah. And so, you know, to think that when people say that they've encountered them, like they encountered that 20-foot red-haired giant, that military, and that dude took a fucking light pole that was his spear, basically, and just fucking took the middle out of, he turned that nigga to a donut. You know what I'm saying? Took the middle out of my man. He's like an Israel soldier, some shit like that. And they end up all firing on him in his chest. The bullets weren't hurting his chest. They had to shoot him all in the head. And then they end up killing them. And it's like, of course. Then you watch shows like I'm a Virgo, where that there's a show called I'm a Virgo where a black kid is a 13-foot giant, and his family goes through all these troubles of trying to hide him. Like Mike Epps is in it. And so it's just, it's weird. It's almost like unnecessary. But for them to show us this, it's getting our minds, like I said, it's stretching our imaginations to see what this shit would look like in the event that we all had to live with shit that we didn't really think could really exist. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So like, cause like these movies are like, you know, they'll do it like Independence Day. Like what, like it was about an alien invasion. And at the end of it, like it was just the end of it. Like, no man, like life is never the same. Aliens existed. It's almost like even in the movies, they're brushing you over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, aliens. You know what I'm saying? Let's fight, Will. Come on, Tiny. We're fighter jets. Like, what? Like, bro, what? After this, we're having a cigar. It's like, no, after this, we're having therapy.
Yeah, I think we want to return to normalcy so bad. Definitely.
Independence Day had a sequel?
Yeah, it had a sequel. It came out a few years ago.
Was Will Smith in it?
I think he was.
I don't think so. I think his son was all grown up. I think I remember seeing it, but I can't remember. I know that the aliens and stuff had, they say they've been here the whole time waiting. They were like underground, you know, in their spaceships, just I guess waiting for thousands of years, supposedly. But I think I remember it being pretty good. I only saw it one time.
He was not in it. You're right, CP.
I did not know Independence Day had a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as good, but it wasn't terrible.
What? I gotta check that out. Yeah, man. So like, we do this segment called Fuck My Day Up. And basically, I usually have Maya, who has a topic prepared to, fuck our day up, you know, like, you know, learning about, these mermaids that have been increasingly talked about being sighted, or, you know, some scary, crazy shit to happen, or some sick, weird shit to happen. Like, any videos you know of that we can look up recently that you've seen that's like, yo, this is the craziest shit I've seen in the last whatever. Like, fuck our day up. Like, take us down a journey or, like, some shit.
That's a good idea.
Got you on the spot? I got you on the spot? Or I'm talking about you, CP.
Yeah, new CP.
New CP. Fuck our day up.
Oh, with, shit. With, like, you talking about me?
Like, a story. Yeah, yeah.
So just something that's crazy. Let's see. Shit, man. Yeah, you put me on the spot, dude.
I'm about to go to your page, man. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. Go to my page and find. I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff on there. So what about the? I've got it pinned on my profile. Actually, it's just something about the. What was it called? It's about the Baron Trump, the book that was written in 1899.
Yeah.
Supposedly about a young kid named Baron that was a time traveler, and he had like his dad or his mentor's name was Don, and there was so many coincidences in that book, man. And this is not I'm not getting political with y'all at all. Don't think that.
No.
It was very strange the way everything in that book, and then you know, the story goes that so Donald Trump's dad or somebody, I think it was his dad. I'm so bad on the spot kind of thing, but it's in the video. But his dad or his uncle, got whenever Nikola Tesla died, his paperwork and stuff he had, he got all of it. And supposedly Nikola Tesla was working on time travel. Mm-hmm. Just the way the book's written, and it's for sure written in 1899, he lived in, I think he lived in a, whatever the address is to Trump Tower. Yep. That was where he lived, say like on First Avenue or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. In the book, he lived in this on the same area in like the Trump Castle. Mm-hmm. And it was so many things, dude, that do y'all think that's a coincidence, or have y'all heard of the book?
No, first of all, definitely have heard of the book. Yeah, we've talked about that on here. And so what I want to bring up to you guys is this: time travel, not only is it possible, I think that
allegedly. Let's throw allegedly on that.
Let's throw allegedly on that. But let me say this though. Yeah. The military had a thing called the Philadelphia Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where they were trying to make they were working on a cloaking mechanism that can basically make their ships invisible. It was to basically make ships in the harbor invisible. And what they ended up doing was messing around with the electromagnetic field that they had created, and it made the ship disappear. Now, one time they did it and the ship disappeared, all the people on it disappeared, and then they came back as if the ship had rematerialized, and the soldiers apparently, allegedly, were molded into the ship. So, like, their arms and legs were hanging out of the walls of the ship as if they had all been unmaterialized and rematerialized together and scrambled, right? Then they did it with people off the ship, and they lost the ship. And all of a sudden, the ship pops back like 47 years later or something like that in the same spot. And then it leaves and then pops back some other shit that it did. But basically, then they stopped the Philadelphia Experiment. You see, one thing that they found out was that playing with time and space is possible. What we think is time machines is having the date that you want to put in and having that be the machine is just, but no, what it, like, you have to have probably some kind of coordinates and some kind of way to know where you're going based on how much energy is used in whatever machine that they're using or whatever to basically. Like, they need years and years to map out how to get people back and forth.
Yeah. Where they're from. I don't think that's something we should be messing with just yet, even if it was theoretically possible to try to transport humans is insane. It's actually insane because we're such a delicate system. Did you see the new Godzilla? Either of you see the new Godzilla show?
There's a show?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. The Monarch or whatever.
Monarch. Did you get to the episode where there's the ship they find?
Yeah, the ship was, are you talking about the one like in the second episode? It was way out in the middle of the jungle, just laying there.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you see the newest episodes? Whenever they, he talks about how he fell down in the portal and it takes him to like the monster dimension and time there. He was only there for 10 minutes, but he came back and 20 years had went by. So I don't know, that's really interesting. That kind of stuff's always
things like
I've
that.
Always loved time travel.
Things like that. It's and so you talk about time. We only know time, like we only know our little bitty version of what time is, and we don't really play with space at all, right? But think about like I'm gonna check out Monarch because I see people talking about Monarch, and y'all said it's dope. It's Godzilla.
Godzilla. It's good.
I just didn't want to watch it because it was Godzilla. But if it's dope, it's dope. But they talk about that ship that they found, 13 feet long, and then the guy went inside of the ship, and the ship was the size of a stadium on the inside. And so that fucked up the soldier's head. He had to come out of it. But imagine you see a car, you get inside the car, and inside the car, you're in a stadium. Like, space and time and all of this shit is like something that we are very, very low vibrational in. Like, we don't really even dabble. We just have our little 12-hour intervals of day and night type shit and just go along with, you know what I'm saying?
In theory, once you get past the physical and you get to the mind can create just about anything. So even if we're talking about a metaphor, you know, that the inside is much bigger than the outside, then that would apply. A lot of these things that we speak about in conspiracy theories, we're talking about metaphors for our lives. That, so when you say that, I interpret that as a metaphor for, you know, how deep the consciousness is inside of a little bitty body.
No, I'm talking about a spaceship being big as hell on the inside.
I was trying to help you out, CP.
Okay, no, I want to own it. They said the spaceship was big as hell on the inside, and it was small, and that, you know, and yeah, just shit that we would never even think could exist. That, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I need to know the physics behind it. It doesn't make any sense. But if it happens, if I see it, then I'll be like, I don't know enough physics.
Doesn't make any sense to somebody who is far way beyond where we can even take it. Like, we just don't know. That's the whole thing. Like,
yeah, we can't even fathom it, dude.
We can't even fathom it. And that's just, that is, you know, like, people say, I've heard different accounts of them trying to move spaceships and it, like, almost falling apart. Like, aluminum, like, so light and just, like, it's just nothing. I don't know, have you ever heard anybody say that or on these little videos, like, and it just begin to dematerialize? Like, it's just like, dog, we don't know anything. I think, you know, shit is coming out of the water. I saw that jellyfish alien that you posted on your page earlier today, too.
Oh, I didn't see it. Tell me about the jellyfish alien.
Here it is, right here. Go
ahead. Yeah, pull it up. Which one?
Can I send it to you, or you pull it up on the screen?
Oh, you gotta put send to Amir. He's got the control of the screen this episode.
Okay. Hold on. Let me. This is So the weird thing about it is that it was like thermally changing as it moved through, and you couldn't see it with the naked eye. You couldn't see it with anything except their thermal cameras, but they had infrared, they had everything, but it was just moving through. Then it went into the ocean for 17 minutes. Then it flew out at a 45 degree angle. And it, I mean, it was just the way that they were explaining it was crazy.
Where did they get this footage?
Talk to them, CP.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was military footage. I can't remember where they were at, but like, yeah, they had like, you can see it looks, I mean, it looks like it, like it cloaks, you know. I know that sounds crazy. I don't want to sound like a crazy UFO person, but that video, yeah, it should be right there on my page if you can pull it up. It's very interesting. You know, like I said earlier, everybody will say stuff is CGI because the way technology is so good now, you don't know what's real and what's not. So I always question everything, you know. But this one's pretty convincing, though, for sure.
And this is on an episode of TMZ's UFO Revolution that's on Tubi right now.
I didn't even know about this show. Yeah, it's a new show?
I didn't know about it either. I'm just reading, like, the video. And so we'll show that in a second. But then I want to talk about, so did we talk about the night vision demons that they saw in that war?
No.
Okay, so, you know.
Which war, first off?
I believe it was the Vietnam War.
Vietnam?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so night vision goggles had just come out, but at the time they were using a red spectrum. And many, many soldiers say that they saw demons flying around on tops of trees, flying next to their helicopters. Soldiers were shooting at them and they weren't there. And so after some extensive research, the U.S. government shut down the red spectrum night vision, and now green as we know it is the night vision.
Yeah, it was that Dyson and die or something like that is what they had in the red spectrum. And they banned that, the use of that glass, because they say that not only can you see what they saw, you can see people's auras. Like, if you look at you or me, we'll have different colors and stuff. And that's why they totally banned it. Yeah. Some people say they've still got the old glasses from way back in the day, but I've never seen a pair, you know, in real life. So
yeah, they talk about, you know, and they tell you it's a metaphor. They say they give you the magic sunglasses and you could put them on. If you put them on, you can never take them off. And so people like blow it off, like whatever. But there is literally.
Oh, they live that movie.
There's a lens.
Yeah.
But there's a lens that apparently you can see into you can see the realms around us. Like literally like the dimensions that we walk through that we don't even realize. There's shit going on without us, right in our own vicinity, apparently. And, you know, yeah.
See, I'm finding a Reddit post on it, but the video has been taken down. So I can't find, it says vid starts at 46 minutes, but the video has been taken down.
What is it? The video for?
The Reddit post. It's an account of early night vision goggles used in Vietnam War. Oh. And then it says vid starts at 46:30, but it says, sorry, this post is deleted by the person who originally posted it.
What about YouTube? Can you try YouTube? See if it's something on YouTube? Because I've seen it recently. And, I mean, it was just like, bro, they were saying, like, these guys were seeing straight up demons on top of trees. And they were, like, smiling at him and, like, waving at him and shit. And so, you know, it's just like, man, I'm like, you know, my dad was in the military. And he said that a lot of the technology that they give, like, that we get, is shit that they've had for a long time. Like, shit that my dad said, like, hand sanitizer. He said, we was using that shit in fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember hand sanitizer. And it's funny that it became a civilian thing. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, that's deep. Something like hand sanitizer. Because I remember when that came out, that was fucking revolutionary. You didn't need a sink. It was like, you didn't need a damn sink.
Yeah, for real.
This video?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to send this to Amir.
All right, babe. We about to run a video.
Yeah, those goggles, man. It's, I forgot how you say it. It's like Dysonine or Dice something like that. Yeah. But that was always really, really interesting that, you know, just imagine getting to wear a pair of those, how cool that would be. Hell just imagine, man.
And especially if you high on some shit. Now, wait a minute.
A lot of them were.
Okay, that's true.
A lot of them were.
But guess what? When you high and you high by yourself, you don't see the same thing everybody else see unless y'all high and tapped into something that's a fucking multi-user dimension, not just your own mental doing. Amir, why you got that video up? Let's show this this jellyfish alien one more time. And that's kind of walk them through what this is while we load up the other video. Can we hear the audio? Yeah.
It's in thermal. It was filmed on a weapons platform. You see that there's a dog there. You see the animals are black. I'm assuming this is black hot. You see the object just went to white, and you'll see it going from white to black. And that's basically showing the heat differential. So it's going like hot and cold, hot and cold. The problem was the optics platform was jammed. These individuals who target with these platforms, they can shoot out an Al-Qaeda tire at 27 miles away, but not being able to lock it was one of the first signs that something's weird.
They couldn't lock on it.
I was able to find direct eyewitnesses and corroborate that this event did happen. When individuals would target in on it with the optics, the way it was described, each of these hanging things, they were stiff, like they weren't moving. They had geometric form, like scales, what was said to be scales, like an armor. There were also people with night vision who were out and they were tasked to go look for it, couldn't see it on the night vision. Only in the thermal spectrum could it be seen.
Oh.
But anything that looks like that appears to have a payload, that's a big deal. It could be dangerous.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that looks like a being. Like, that looks like the Predator. Like, that don't look like the ship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that looks like the guy.
That
thing.
I didn't see it move at all. I saw it move across the
Yeah, but I don't
the
think
scene, but
right,
I didn't see it itself.
Right, but I mean we are that motherfucker was moving in a way that we can't move. And so we can't assume that it can move in the way that we can.
See, my thing is there are so many bad actors in this world who would just love to troll people, who would love to make that video, send it out, and have everyone just talking, wasting their time. So it's hard to tell what is real and how much of this is just people having a laugh. That's where I'm at. So if I have to see that full video.
Gotcha.
You said that TMZ has this new show coming out?
Has a new show on Tubi, I guess, apparently. And it debuted today.
That's where it is?
It debuted today.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, let's check that out. And I'm going to check out Monarch.
Monarch, yeah.
What is it on? Like Disney Plus or something? Or
it's on Apple.
Oh, it's on Apple. Okay.
You already have Apple TV?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll say the monsters are good. It's not the best show, but considering the monsters, it's a good show.
Hey, and somebody just said the robot looked like something from Sonic the Hedgehog. That's exactly what it looked like. Like, you know how Robotnik had that little thing he used to fly in? Like,
So
another thing that they said is that this thing flew underwater and stayed there for 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what it said on the video. It flew underwater. And this is at a military base, it seems like, because they had this kind of weapon to
thermal cameras and all that.
You don't just have that laying around. These are military people trying to, you know what I'm saying? And it went underwater and then it flew off in a 45 degree angle up into whatever.
Yeah, the chances of us getting a straight answer from the military about any of these things, because they just be like, it never happened. And when they tell us that it happened, that's when everybody involved is dead. So they won't tell us 70 years later. So we don't get any other information from them. We have to piece it together.
Right. Damn. All right. Well, here we go. Here we go. This is the Spectrum video.
So where we want to start? 13 minutes.
Yeah, start it. To start it.
Now, another thing is that, as you know, Cliff, and as I've understood it, you are from military background, your father or something.
Correct. Yeah. So born into it, yes.
Yeah. So you know that that world is always decades ahead of the white world. Now, Reagan, I think, was the first started to agitate for a Star Wars program. And that was when, in the early 80s?
Yeah.
So you should assume that he wouldn't have clearing to do that if they weren't ready to launch.
Pause it. Even back in Reagan days, the U.S. and Russia were leading the conversation about space and UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look today, and it's like the rumors are that Russia has all the shit up in Antarctica that they are doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing as U.S. and Russia with this kind of connection to whatever is believed to be in this space.
Well, that's because, one of the reasons is that where we have so many resources, like both the United States and Russia have so many resources, both human resources, mental, people who are skilled laborers, and physical resources. So when we look at that, we have both of these countries, which take up basically a continent apiece. So it's not like magic. It's just that these countries are a full continent and they have all these resources at their disposal.
Mm, okay, now pull it back up, Amir. I want to let's like fast forward a little bit and go straight to the part where they talk about the good shit. This look like watching Ron Burgundy in them.
They've had about 30 years to tweak this stuff wherever.
And I know that this, right, and I know that this for 12 months. And when he was in country at that point, he was he's always been a field officer.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Came up in the military through the Korean War in a battlefield commission. And so, you know, the military likes guys like him, and they let him be in charge of a couple of different projects. One of the projects that he was in charge of at the time was this technology that they introduced into Vietnam that almost brought the war to a standstill. Wow. And this technology was a night vision goggle, but it's not night vision as we have it now, okay? Because the night vision goggle was done in the red spectrum. And so when my father came back from Vietnam...
You mean infrared or...
No. I'll explain.
Ordinary red.
Oh, ordinary red. Okay. Mm. So instead of seeing... When you look at a night vision goggles now, you see green. Everything is translated into green for you.
Mm.
And human eye sees green, more colors, shades of green than any other color. It's part of our evolution, our need to find food.
So that's clever.
That makes sense.
Correct. But see, here's the thing. It started off as red. Mm. And so the night vision goggles were introduced to helicopter pilots and gunnery people in Vietnam. And I won't hesitate as to the, I mean, I won't guess as to which year it was that they introduced them. But my father was part of this initial experiment with the troops that he commanded. And it was a disaster because the image was presented in red pixels, not green. And because of the technology being used at that time, it created very interesting effects that they could not deal with. So you had some officers that were part of this cadre or this cohort of other officers that were all testing these new technologies for the military that had their troops always use these goggles. And those units became self-destructive. They went down in a horrid situation. My father was extremely practical, didn't want to see himself get destroyed in any way, wanted to return and get out. So as soon as he saw what's going on with these goggles, he had his people take them off. And he actually got praise from the military for the way that he dealt with all of this. But the effect was this. A gunner in a helicopter would have no problem using these goggles, and only everything is showing up as a sort of a faint reddish image. And it was true night vision the way we have it now, and even a greater depth, because you could also flip it and get an extra layer that was sort of yellowish that would be heat signatures as well. And they don't have those combined anymore in these goggles. Anyway, the goggles that were presented to the gunners, and my father tells the story of the very first time they're out with them, and they're flying along, and he's in the front of the helicopter with the pilot. And all of a sudden, in a very peaceful area, not anything going on at all, the gunner in his on the starboard side of his helicopter starts firing wildly at their height, not at anything on the ground, but at an area that he was shooting at, and basically causing other helicopters in their little flotilla to have to react. Mm-hmm. And my father goes on back to the gunner, basically demanding, "What the hell, dude? What are you shooting at?" And the kid is just sweating profusely, just, and his eyes are just dilated beyond belief. And my dad thought he was dealing with another heroin addict, but this was before it had gotten really bad in Vietnam, and the kid was not exhibiting those kind of symptoms. He was reacting to what he had seen, and he's describing to my father that he was shooting at these basically flying demons that were flying alongside the helicopter. And he knew they were coming to get him because they were gesturing at him and they could see him. And so he reacted and he started shooting his Bren gun, big 50 caliber slugs at these things, right? Mm-hmm. And they were flying along right next to the helicopter. So he's firing out directly from the helicopter, and there are other helicopters in the vicinity. So it caused all kinds of problems. And this goes on repeatedly, week after week after week. Every time they try and use these night vision goggles, at some point they encounter monsters, true monsters. Now, officers had been told not to wear these. Okay, the pilots were told not to wear them. But my dad put them on to see what the hell was going on, and to hear him describe it, it was like being in the worst kind of a demonic gothic hell. Jeez. That you'd look out at the tops of trees and you'd see these creatures with big wings and claws and everything come flying off of the tops of the trees. But you take the goggles off and there's not even a disturbance in the in the fog above the canopy of the trees, right?
Get out of there. That's it. It's like, man, shit like that make your fucking hair stand up. Because it's like we're all just, we've never had a full Oreo. We all just nibble crumbs all the time. All the time. We never get the full story of what the fuck is really going on.
You think that's like demons as told by the Catholic Church kind of stuff? Or you think there's something different? Because they have entire books, Wings of Libraries, about demonology. It's a whole field of Catholic studies. So I wonder. I don't know.
And they have the gargoyles on the churches. Like, you can see the buildings, these old buildings that would show, like, this is just not imagination shit. It's just like, this is based on something.
So for the podcast people, basically he described these infrared, not infrared, but night vision goggles that were red spectrum. And then these people were seeing like these demons and these gargoyles out of them. So that's
People, just like reputable people, and more people than just one, were seeing the same thing when they put these goggles on. These goggles had a red spectrum, and they basically said that it looked like hell, like the worst type of demonic hell. And so it's like, yo, like stuff like that.
Well, maybe hell is in our same space and heaven is in our same space and it's all overlaid, but it's just what we can interact with and not.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, that sounds better than fucking putting on some Oculuses and seeing whatever you want to see. That's crazy. So look, man, I want to, CP, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Tell the people, you know, anything that you got coming up or anything that you want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, shout out.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, first off, I just want to say thank y'all for bringing me on here, dude. I mean, I was definitely nervous about it. You know what I mean? So, I really appreciate y'all big time. Y'all are awesome. It's really nice to meet y'all for sure. And we'll definitely stay in contact, man. I'm going to be doing a series on the moon landings and stuff like that. And the Tartaria thing, I'm really going to dive deeper, and that's going to be on my YouTube. So it's in my link tree and stuff. So okay. I'm trying to get, I want to get my YouTube, kind of like what y'all have, you know, do get a little podcast going and get that. And I'll definitely be, you know, I guess I'll bring all y'all on, dude. Y'all can be my first guest or something once I get it going.
Yeah,
you know
course,
what I mean?
Of course, but, of course. Yeah.
This has been fun, man. So I really, really appreciate y'all.
Definitely. And we definitely want to have you back too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, as things happen, maybe we want to be able to just have you tap in with us. Now, even if you want to pop in for a little bit of the segment and just talk about some stuff, whatever is going on, man. Like, it's just always the questions, because there's so many questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's not as many answers as it is questions.
Mm.
Lot of these answers are going to be the same to a lot of the questions that we have. And when they come to pass, Jesus Christ. But I tell you what, though, we're going to see something crazy happen before these names get penalized for being on this list and whatever they was doing on that island.
Oh, we didn't even get up. We didn't even get to that.
I know, but we will next week.
Okay. CP, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, hey, it was nice to meet you, too. And thank you all.
Always a treat when the CPs meet. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man,
right.
This has been another episode of the CP Podcast. Man, I'm your host, CP. This is Maya. That's Amir. And that's CP the guest, man. We are out of here, y'all. Peace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.